DeepEnglish.com. In the Zone. Fluency Booster. Part C. After her surgery, she began to run again. At first, she was just running for fun. Then she decided to compete. To most people, running a 42-kilometer marathon is incredible. What did she do after the surgery? After the surgery, she began to run again. How long is a marathon? A marathon is 42 kilometers. Diane's first race after her operation was 80 kilometers. Her second race was 160 kilometers. Diane had found a new sport, long-distance ultra running. How long was Diane's first race? Her first race was 80 kilometers. How long was her second race? Her second race was 160 kilometers. What was Diane's new sport? Diane's new sport was long-distance ultra running. She didn't just compete in these races, she often won them. First place in the Alfred Packer 80-kilometer run. First place in the Bear 160-kilometer run. First place in the Tahoe Rim 160-kilometer run. First place in the 24-hour Frisco trial run. First place in the Dances with Dirt 80-kilometer run. Her accomplishments go on and on. Was Diane a successful ultra runner? Yes, she was very successful. She won many races. Did she win the Dances with Dirt race? Yes, she won the Dances with Dirt race. The effects of the surgery weren't all good, however. When they took out that golf ball part of her brain, she lost some things. For example, her memory was damaged. Were the effects of the surgery all good? No, the effects of the surgery weren't all good. What was damaged? Her memory was damaged. She sometimes has trouble remembering important events in her life. Sometimes she can't remember meeting people. Her awareness of time was also damaged. What does she have trouble remembering? She has trouble remembering important events and meeting people. What else was damaged? Her awareness of time was also damaged. This often causes her to be late. She might be talking to someone in an airport, not realize how long she's been talking, and end up missing her plane. Is she often late? Yes, she is often late. Strangely, this isn't always bad. As an ultra runner, it helps her focus. Is this always bad? No, this isn't always bad. What did this help? It helped her focus. Diane was always an athlete, so she always had good focus, but now it was even better. Did her focus improve? Yes, her focus improved. The hardest race Diane has competed in is the Yukon Arctic Ultra. Many people think this is the world's coldest and most difficult race. What is the hardest race Diane has competed in? The hardest race Diane has competed in is the Yukon Arctic Ultra. What kind of race is the Yukon Arctic Ultra? It is the world's coldest and most difficult race. In this race, Diane pulled a 50-pound sled of supplies for 692 kilometers. How heavy was her sled? Her sled was 50 pounds. How long was the race? The race was 692 kilometers. She did this in temperatures that fell to minus 50 degrees. This took her 10 days with only 1 hour of sleep a night. How cold was it? It was minus 50 degrees. How much did she sleep? She slept only 1 hour a night for 10 days. During this race, many of the other runners were probably thinking about time. How many days have they been running? How many hours have they been running? When will it end? Not Diane. Diane always runs in the present. How does Diane always run? Diane always runs in the present. One, two, three, four, in, out, out. She is breath. She is the rhythm of her shoes hitting the ground. She is free from worry and thought. What is she free from? She is free from worry and thought. She is free from the past and the future, and even her sense of self. She is in the moment and at her best. She is in the zone. Is she in the moment? Yes, she is in the moment. Is she in the zone? Yes, she is in the zone. Being in the zone or in flow is a mysterious state. What kind of state is it? It is a mysterious state. Many successful people often have this experience of calm focus, quieting the thinking mind, losing awareness of time, and performing at one's best. Some people experience this in sports or at work. Do successful people often have these experiences? Yes, successful people often have these experiences. In what situations do people experience flow? Some people experience flow in sports or at work. Diane's similar experience shows that being in the zone is a brain state. While we all can't be professional athletes in the zone, some people think these high-performance states can be trained in regular people. Can these high-performance states be trained in regular people? Yes, these high-performance states can be trained in regular people. Read more about it by searching online for the psychologist Csikszentmihalyi and his idea of flow, or search for the similar Eastern idea called mindfulness. What's a similar idea to flow? Mindfulness is a similar idea to flow.